Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I'm still your host, Mo Stewart, and we've got to the mid-season break. Well, for most European countries, we've got to the mid-season break. It's a little bit staggered this year, but it's a good time to take the temperature all across Europe. And you will hear me doing that with a whole host of guests. I've got Kevin Entwistle to talk about Ligue 1. And as always, we've got Connor Clancy coming up to talk about Italian League. But before all of that, we're going to talk about Bundesliga. And that means I get to talk once again to Mr. Kevin Hatchard, the person probably on Sky Sports more than Harriet Pryor and maybe the only one.
Kevin, it's a battle between us. We're together on Mondays, you know. So
I've got to say, it does warm my heart whenever I turn it on to see the two of you up there.
Yeah, it's great. And it's been really good fun, the transfer shows, actually. And Harriet's doing very well.
Well, I'll be probing you for a little bit of transfer chat as we go through talking about these teams. But when we last spoke, Bayer Leverkusen were top of the league and we were very impressed with how they started. But we were trying to hold back the fulsome praise to see where they would be as the season developed. Well, we are at the halfway point, as good as any, and they are still unbeaten and they are still top of the league. So maybe now is the time that we can really take this seriously.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think they've been absolutely outstanding. I think it's not just the fact that they are top and the results that they've got. It's the way that they've done it. It's the fact that they have so many ways that they can hurt teams. They're not just reliant on one or two players. So even though they've been dealt a serious blow with Victor Boniface injured for, you know, at least a couple of months, it seems he's going to miss the African Cup of Nations, which is a real shame for him and for Nigeria. Patrick Schick's just come back and has scored goals straight away. So that shows you the depth of quality they have. The African Cup of Nations was always going to be a big deal for Bayer Leverkusen because they were always going to miss some key players. Odilon Kosunu has been arguably their best defender. So Xabi Alonso has been very aware of that. And there were games in the build-up to the winter break where he actually deliberately left out some of those players just to make sure that they could cope, to make sure that they could adapt to not having them. So I think that's very sensible. I think what's going to be really interesting with Leverkusen is when does it really kick in for them that they're in a title race?